How long has Fairhaven been operating for?
Well over 50 years. From memory, I think it was established in 1962.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's got a good track record behind it. What opportunities does Fairhaven offer for people living with disabilities?
Well, Fairhaven is the only organisation on the Central Coast that offers the full suite of opportunities to people living with disabilities. So it includes residential services, disability enterprises like mine, like Recreate. We employ over 120 disabled people, and they can work from anywhere between 8 and 24 hours a week. We also have a community centre, and we have more than 80 participants in various activities in what we call our community hub, which provides a whole suite of activities.
Right, so this could be quite an obvious answer to this question, but why is it so important to give people with disabilities these sort of opportunities?
Well, it's all about quality of life, and the community and workplaces engaging people living with disabilities. And we're all about offering opportunities to do that and just improving, putting some meaning into people's lives. And, like just living basically a normal life, getting up, going to work, living in decent, safe accommodation, and the social aspect of it too.
There's nothing like...
They've got friends at work and also the activities they participate in. And it's about engaging with the community as well.
Exactly. There's nothing like having a purpose which gets you out of bed in the morning and all those other kind of things. Now, you are the head of the Recreate workshop. What kind of skills do you teach in the Recreate program?
Well, a lot of it... we also have volunteers too. We rely very heavily on volunteers. So what I seek to do is as orders come in... I have to have volunteers that are skilled enough to act as team leaders. So we want our employees to participate in every aspect of making something. So that might be from beginning with pulling a pallet apart, milling the timber, fabricating the item, using power and air tools, whatever is required, finishing, which includes sanding and staining, painting, that whole, all of that. So what we like to have the employees participate in all of that. We have another workshop where we upcycle items that had been donated.
Right.
And my colleague Judy Delbridge, she runs that workshop. So and it's quite creative. It's the support of the employees given the opportunity to have a say, have an input in the design, or you know, what fabric they'd like to see on the cushions or all of that.
So how those skills are all very important things that Fairhaven does. So how can Fairhaven help the greater community of Sydney and the Central Coast?
Well, I look at it from the point of view of the carers, the people who full-time care people living with disabilities. Not all our employees have permanent carers, but this is what we're offering families. You can't describe it as respite because it's fair income paid employment. But if we didn't offer that, that just puts all the burden back on to the carers and other public institutions.
Right. So I guess a good question to end on is what kind of feedback have you got from the families that have their siblings and either brothers and stuff like that in these kind of workshops?
Oh, look, it's entirely positive. Look, working in my workshop's not for everybody. You're working with tools. It's noisy. It can be dusty. It's not everybody's cup of tea. But the feedback I've had from the friends and relatives of the employees I have has been entirely positive. And there's just simple skills that we try to reinforce, just things like basic geometry and measuring things They're quite useful things.
Definitely.
Useful skills to reinforce with disabled people, and because it's they can use those skills in every aspect of their life.